Almost 2 months after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, the recovery effort has been slow and contentious, with many criticizing the federal response. Chief among them are New York politicians who say they're on the front lines fighting for the city's sixth borough. WNYC's Alexandra Starr explains the relationship between the city and Puerto Rico goes way back.
Mark Antonio, the people's congressman. He fights the fight for the people.
That's the campaign song for Vito Marcantonio, an Italian-American congressman who emerged as a champion of Puerto Ricans. He was first elected to represent East Harlem in 1934.
He fights against discrimination, against all intolerance in the nation.
The seven-term congressman was known for being responsive to his constituents. At first, they were mostly Italians and Jews, and then Puerto Ricans started arriving above 96th Street into the neighborhood that became known as El Barrio.
He did what he could to help them with their housing problems, problems with language, problems in the schools.
That's Jose Sanchez, chair of the Urban Studies Department at Long Island University. He says that Mark Antonio's work on behalf of Puerto Ricans went beyond constituent services. When activists pushing for Puerto Rican independence were jailed in the 1940s, he became the de facto voice for the movement.
He was in Congress. He had a platform. He had the ability to make speeches and even have declarations passed into law.
That dynamic persists today. As more Puerto Ricans moved to New York in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, they elected their own leaders. Germán Badillo was the first Puerto Rican elected to the U.S. House. Today, José Serrano and Nidia Velázquez carry the mantle.
To kick fellow citizens when they are down is shameful.
That's Congressman Velázquez laying into the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development during a congressional hearing. She was particularly critical of President Trump's tweets suggesting the feds might not provide aid over the long term.
Those tweets are unprecedented. The most basic fundamental responsibility of the President of the United States is to show up. They don't need this type of insult.
New York elected officials are filling a void, in part because of the island's unusual political status. Residents of Puerto Rico are U.S. citizens and can vote in presidential primaries, but not in presidential elections. The island's representative to Congress is a non-voting member. As Professor Sanchez explains, that puts the onus on Puerto Rican politicians on the mainland.
They're the only spokespeople out there, the only ones who have any kind of platform. They're the only ones left standing in a way.
But demographics may be shifting the power center away from New York. Just one-third of the city's Latino population is Puerto Rican. They're outnumbered by Mexicans and Dominicans. Take the East Harlem neighborhood, once represented by Mark Antonio. For decades, voters supported Charlie Rangel, whose father was Puerto Rican. Today, it's Adriano Espaillat. He's the first Dominican-American to serve in Congress. Puerto Rican voters helped him win the seat, and he knows it.
This is a territory of the United States of America. There are U.S. citizens there.
Here he is urging federal agencies to do more for the island in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
All of them are U.S. citizens there, and they should be offered the rights and privileges that they need to have right now under these very adverse conditions. So
Espaillat was elected just last year, the same year Florida sent its first congressman of Puerto Rican descent to Washington. Another signal that the Puerto Rican community is growing most rapidly not in New York, but in Florida. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito grew up on the island. She thinks this shift could be transformative for politics on the mainland.
Definitely in Florida. I mean, you've seen well over a million Puerto Ricans in that state. In the next cycle, they are going to be the determining vote.
But with the very real and immediate challenges the island is facing, it's still up to New York representatives to agitate for federal attention and aid. Alexandra Starr, WNYC News.